Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, training, development, and education. I want to give special thanks to Mr. David Wolf. Without his expertise in podcasting, this would not be possible. I also want to give special thanks to the implant company, Dionave. I want to give special thanks to Henry Schein and to the Vocal Company for supporting these podcasts and providing the training and background to allow me to continue to practice dentistry now going into my 36th year. Today's topic is about orthodontics for the general practitioner. And in this particular case, I would like to just strongly suggest that if you're not doing orthodontic care, I'd like you to consider integrating orthodontics into your practice. I find that it's probably one of the best things that I've done. I started practicing general dental orthodontics back in the mid-80s. And as just a refresher course for the dentist listening to me, generally, I will suggest to the patient that there are three broad categories of problems. Your son, daughter, husband, wife, significant other has a tooth problem, and that can be treated at any age. They have a jaw problem where the jaw is too wide, too narrow, too long, too short, and that generally should be treated at an early age, generally 6 to 9 months prior to puberty. So in a girl, it's probably going to be somewhere around 10 or 11 years of age. And for a boy, somewhere between 12 and 14 years of age, where we're developing the arch. And the third major problem is the patient has a combination of dental and skeletal issues, which tend to be probably the most difficult to treat. The reason I'm introducing this topic is I've been using an orthodontic lab called Dynaflex. And Dynaflex has two particular options that have changed the way I've been practicing orthodontics. As you know, a removable appliance is wreaked with problems because of cooperation and loss of the appliance. The fixed appliance has problems where activation can be an issue, hygiene can be an issue. Dynaflex Orthodontic Lab has provided what they call the Max 2000 appliance. And basically what it is a high-tech sagittal appliance that provides width and length development, but they're doing it with a nickel titanium spring, which stays activated anywhere from 4 to 6 months. So you've eliminated Mr. and Mrs. Smith activating the appliance, and the appliance is fixed, and the appliance can be used with general fixed band and brackets. The lower arch appliance is called the E-appliance, and it's basically the same concept to develop arch length. And again, it is preloaded with a spring to create the proper distalization to create room. As we all know, most orthodontic problems revolve around the inability to have adequate room for teeth to erupt in its proper manner. This creates crowding and usually leads to extractions and other more advanced treatment. They also have some fixed appliances that are also very effective at the class 3 and class 2 issues, which you may find more advantageous than the typical headgear. I am expecting to bring Dynaflex laboratory owners into the podcast in the near future, but I do think it's important that you reach out to Dynaflex. Certainly feel comfortable to talk to John at Dynaflex and let them know that Dr. Kevin Coughlin from Ascent Dental Care has recommended their products. I have found their service to be outstanding, their prices to be very reasonable, and their training and education to be outstanding. Also, would strongly recommend that if you're not interested in doing full-blown orthodontics, perhaps focusing on these two appliances to just function on what I call phase one orthodontics, which is developing the arch and creating a better environment so Mr. and Mrs. Smith's son or daughter needs less orthodontic care and will get more favorable, stable results. I really appreciate speaking to you tonight. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and the focus is on education, training, knowledge, and development. I want to give special thanks to Mr. Dave Wolf again for putting these podcasts together. And I also want to give a special thanks to Henry Schein, the Dionave Company, and Vocal, who has been supporting these podcasts, and their training, expertise, and products have been a major help in making our practice successful clinically. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to getting in touch with you in the very near future.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.